It is quarter to 11 at night, and as a farewell gift to our South African friends' extended family, what else could we have thought of than producing an AeroPress coffee fudge? Now, it's been produced. It took a lot of effort, love, and all the other ingredients, which are, well, other than it being coffee prepared in the AeroPress, bit of a secret. But we've got Cole, who's actually tasting it right now. Cole, what do you think?
Yum, 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 yum.
Uh-huh. All right. What does the cook think?
Oh, the cook thinks it's delicious.
The cook has done it before, hasn't she?
She's gonna have to really summon up all her, I don't know what you call it, to part with it.
I don't know what you call it.
I don't know. You're going to have to start this brew again.
I'm messing up. No, I can't do that.
I hand it over with love because it was made with love for my brother and my future sister-in-law.
Exactly. So, yes. In fact, you can make them anytime if you want.
I can.
So this one is going to go in their suitcase. Gareth, you've had a bit of an accident because you were so greedy and it was still boiling, piping hot when you thought, you know what, let me just taste. And you put your finger in. What happened?
Yep. No, it just looked too good, so I grabbed it. No, I got burnt.
You got burnt, yes. Yep. And now you're clutching an ice block and your finger will recover, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. What did it taste like?
It tasted really good.
Yeah.
So I regret nothing.
Excellent. Now, Carol, you've had it before. Have you tasted this one?
I have, and it's my favorite texture as well. It's slightly chewy.
Ooh, this one is prepared in the AeroPress as opposed to Sylvia. That might just be the answer to already a very, very good recipe.